Hello, and welcome to another half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today's show remembers the great artistry of Tom Hazleton, September 1942 to March 2006, a man possessed of a wicked sense of humour and a prolific entertainer and recording artist. While he was equally at home on concert and theatre instruments, it's the latter that I'm featuring now. With over 1,200 tracks from which to choose, where do I start? Well, how about this? Of Thee I Sing, Baby. Recorded in concert in the 1994 American Theatre Organ Society Regional Convention, Tom Hazleton playing the magnificent Wurlitzer in Shea's Buffalo Theatre. Tom was a child music prodigy, leading to an organist position at the First United Methodist Church in Pacific Grove when he was just 13. He studied with Richard Purvis of Grace Cathedral fame and went on to become assistant organist there. During the pizza organ heyday, Tom was a staff organist at the Captain's Galley Pizza and Pipes in Redwood City, California, appearing nightly to entertain the restaurant's patrons. He made two LPs on the Wurlitzer. From the first, this is Rodgers and Hart's Dancing on the Ceiling. Thank you. In 1980, Tom was invited to open the ex-Reginald Fort Moller, which had been installed in the Civic Auditorium in Pasadena, California, a concert which was attended by Fort a month before he died. In 1983, Tom followed up with an LP taped on that Moller, one of the few albums that have featured that instrument. This is a typically swinging arrangement from Tom, The Birth of the Blues. The earliest recordings I have of Tom Hazelton were made for Radio KPEN in San Francisco for a May 1964 broadcast. The show, live and direct, promoted early stereo FM in the Bay Area, and we're fortunate to have these preserved tracks from the Wurlitzer in the Paramount, formerly Granada Theatre, which is long since demolished. Over to the KPEN announcer, Tom Gabbett.
Well, good evening. We finally made it. Tom Hazelton at what is now, as I mentioned, the largest Marty Wurlitzer west of Chicago.
Rodgers and Hart's Blue Moon, played by 21-year-old Tom Hazelton, live on KPEN San Francisco. In the 1990s, Tom joined forces with Donna Parker and Jonas Nordwall to form the Trio Con Brio. Since there are very few, if any, venues with more than one pipe organ in situ, they added an Allen Digital instrument or two for their concerts and recordings. But their second CD release in 1995, Still Having Fun After All These Years, featured the dual console Kimball in Dickinson High School, Wilmington, Delaware. At the Codfish Ball is All Pipes. The Codfish Ball, from the 1936 Shirley Temple film Captain January. While Tom Hazelton recorded many theatre instruments for commercial release, the massive Sanfilippo Resonance Wurlitzer was not among them. He did, however, capture some tracks on their computer MIDI system, one of which is this charming instrumental piece, Edelma, which was recorded for an LP in 1953 by Percy Faith and his orchestra. Thank you. Tom made regular appearances on the Wurlitzers in the Nethercutt Collection, a vintage car and musical instrument museum in San Silmar, a northern suburb of Los Angeles. I know of 7 albums that he recorded there, 3 of which were for the Pro Arty label, which had national distribution in the US. Laura is a track from his 1988 CD release on Pro Arty, The Pipes of Hollywood. Composed by David Raxin and Johnny Mercer for the 1944 film of the same name, recorded on the Wurlitzer that was destroyed in the 1994 Los Angeles earthquake. In November of 2005, just a few months before his untimely death, Tom played a concert on the Wurlitzer in the Berkeley Community Theatre. The organ is owned and maintained by the Northern California chapter of the American Theatre Organ Society, and the recording was subsequently released posthumously by the chapter on a 2-CD set. Over to Tom for the introduction.
My adopted goddaughter, Susie Hansen's here. Thank you, Susie, for coming. For you, you, you. Thank you.
sounding as though it could have been written in the 1920s, You, You, You was a song from 1948, which was notably recorded by the Ames Brothers. The MIDI capture system in the Alabama Theatre, Birmingham, was used to play back a 2001 Hazelton concert on its original Wurlitzer, and which was also subsequently released on CD in 2002 to raise funds for the local preservation chapter. Also composed in 1948, this is Dave Barber and Peggy Lee's Mañana. Nine tracks in nearly 1,250 doesn't even begin to do justice to the career of Tom Hazelton, but I hope that this short sampling demonstrated his innate musicality and dexterity on the theatre organ. That's all for today's Hot Pipes. Until we meet again, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley.